with no hangover. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we're rocking now. Billy, don't be a hero. We're rocking. Speed of light, man. Before we continue with the program.
How many times have I told you? Enough with the metal.
Before we continue with the program, we got to try another city to give away the trip, the airfare anywhere in America on United Airlines from the Fox Network.
Answer it within 30 seconds when we call your city, and you get airfare anywhere in the continental United States.
All right, I got the book right here. It was Chicago last time.
That's right.
We just opened them up at random, and this time it is Chico, California.
Aha, boy, there we haven't called Chico in a long time.
Where our program is heard every day from noon till 4 on New Radio, KNS. Here's the location on Chico State campus outside Togo's.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's Togo's. It's T-O-G-O-S.
Togo's.
On Chico State campus outside Togo's. We'll give you 30 seconds to answer this phone once it starts ringing and you'll win the trip.
And you know, since I said it with authority that it's Togo's, you know they're going to get on the line and say, it's Togo's. That is if they answer within 30 seconds.
You know, there we go. Start the clock. There is a pizza place up at the beach called Togo's. It's T-U-G-O. They're like, you get it like, it's to go?
To go.
To go. Et tu, to. What is that? Et tu, Brute?
Et tu, Brute.
Et tu, Brute.
And you, Brutus.
Hello.
Why are you answering this phone?
Why are you calling this phone?
Not good enough.
Why are you answering?
Guess what? You called here. It's your nickel. Go for it.
You must be one of those wacky co-eds.
Not quite. Do you want somebody who's not here?
Yes, I'm looking for Ken Stevens, please.
Well, I don't think he's calling Ken Stevens.
And there, it's past the 30 seconds now.
Yeah. Ken didn't answer.
Past the 30 seconds. Are there other people there now?
No, a lot of people walking by, but no one's staying.
Okay.
It sure does sound like there's a lot of people around there.
Yeah, it does. Are you monopolizing the phone? Is there anybody that's trying to get on this phone?
No.
Come on, lady. Be honest with us here.
Let me tell you, I'm about as honest and painfully honest. I could hand this phone to some other person walking by, but I don't think you'll find anyone nicer. Hi, Darcy.
Well, I'm not looking for anybody nice.
Bye, thanks. What's that?
See, we're doing a radio show.
Good. Oh, good for you. You're working. I'm glad to hear that. Keep paying those taxes.
Are you like a homeless person or something?
No, I'm a university employee, almost. Not quite.
What are you, like the dean's secretary or something?
No.
Maintenance worker?
No. I'm a bureaucrat.
A bureaucrat. All right, paper pusher.
Listen, we gave out this location, and if somebody came to answer the phone within 30 seconds, they'd win a trip anywhere in the United States.
Oh, God, this is fun. Right. As long as the Greyhound Bus Depot stays open, I can go where I want to go to, right?
I can't even understand a word that this demon woman is saying.
Man, do you like work around an open flame or something?
No, you called the station here, you know, the sort of public access.
I called a phone booth, right?
You know, well, you did call a phone booth. Yes, you did.
And it's
downtown Chico.
It's outside a place called
Togo's.
Yeah. Togo's. Okay, all right. Well, then we'll move on to another city next time.
Okay, well, that's good. What station are you calling from?
Well, what's our station out there? KNS.
KNS.
I'm sure you've never heard of it.
You're correct. But I wish you the best of luck.
That would also account for why no one's come and grabbed the phone from her yet.
Right. Thank you.
Chico's a great town.
Oh, sure is.
All right, yeah, we'll be calling there sometime next year.
Okay,
You'll probably get someone more finally.
All right, bye. I doubt that. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Oh, man, bad enough that one of our listeners wasn't out there. We had to get the weird woman.
Bye. Bye, you bitch.
Oh, God.
No, she wasn't a bitch.
No, not quite.
That was just one of my generic slanders. Wasn't a, you know, if I could have come up with something wittier, something more off the top of my head, but, you know, when you're really struggling for a put down, sometimes that works best of all.
That's right. Better than Rhino.
Just no, Rhino.
Rhino's pretty good. Yeah, I always like to use Rhino. That's not bad at all, and she's a wonderful woman.
Some wacky Rhino. Wino Radio.
Wonderful. Wino. The big sound in the big town. Wino time.
Bing bong. 5 minutes past the big hour at 5 o'clock. George Carlin.
Yeah.
I guess you'd have to be there. I guess you would have to be there back in the 1970s. Let's get to entries in the homemade jingle contest.
Hey, I've been waiting for this a long time.
We shall continue to call cities What did I do with the entries in the jingle contest? Here
there was
are.
A whole stack of them. There we go.
We'll do another one in our next break, so stand by. Here's the jingle contest. Now it's finally happening. You people were good enough to send in the tapes, as we had asked.
Oh, it's so much fun to listen to these.
Thank you for responding. Here is the third entry in the homemade jingle contest with the grand prize of $1,000. The guy's name is John Fritz.
Okay.
From Centerville, Virginia.
He's a cool cat.
And here's his entry in the homemade jingle contest. Fourth annual variety. Where you folks put pen to paper and write something about this show.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and relax.
What, Roy Hill?
This isn't jingle number three that you're listening to.
Haven't we heard this one before?
Yes.
Well, that's what was on the tape.
I know, that's what's on the card, but the tape is not cued to the card.
Why don't you cue the tape then to the right card, please?
I'm doing that right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
These are some of the inner workings you see behind the scenes of the Don and Mike Show.
One moment, please.
And incidentally, good ear, Mike, having noticed that we heard that one before.
Yeah, I recognized it. It was, you know, so powerful.
Sounded new and fresh to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well then, apologies to that person.
Mr. Fritz,
here,
too, right?
Yeah, here's John Fritz's jingle.
John Fritz.
From Centerville, Virginia.
Yeah.
Mike, you mean a lot to us, from when we were so very young to now. Don and Mike, we couldn't do without you. You've been with us through every passing year.
I kind of dig this.
He's got a good voice.
So much to you. We love everything you do.
You know, that's
pretty good.
It's
like a Hallmark commercial.
Good job. Pretty good.
Well, almost sounded a little Rod Stewart-like there. That was great. Yeah.
That was good. I might be singing that one tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
That's nice.
And incidentally, if we haven't said it, we love you, too.
We do. We really do.
We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss, kiss, lovey. That's John Fritz. Good entry. See, why should you pay, a lot of DJs actually pay these radio comedy services
right.
to come up with wacky jingles, like based on TV themes and stuff like that. Right. Why waste that money? We say, why not get you folks, the folks that listen to the program involved.
You get much more creative stuff, and everybody enjoys doing it.
And besides, you know, regardless of who wins the contest and gets $1,000, we always get a bunch of great tapes that we can play year in and year out.
That's right. It's terrific.
So thank you for your support. Here's jingle entry number four. Oh, and we make you this promise. Even if you send us one that really sucks,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. We'll play it on the radio. We play every entry we get.
Oh, sure, we might make fun of it, but we'll play it.
We'll play it. Here's number four, Dodge Mumford from Alexandria, Virginia. His entry in the fourth annual homemade jingle contest. Yeah, he's rocking now.
Catchy.
Just 5 minutes.
Is that it?
That's it. That was the entry? Did that mention anything about the show?
That's cool.
No.
I got to applaud that. I'm sorry. I like that, too.
Yeah, I heard that this morning. I've been humming it all day.
That's great.
Okay. All right, entry number five.
See, that to me is true artistic license there.
Here you go. Here, this one comes with a note. Dear Don and Mike, this is the third year of my entering your contest. Last night I did the one, Thank You from the Heart of My Bottom.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And you played it almost every week for the whole year, which gave me a huge thrill. Yeah, that's a great jingle.
Yeah.
Almost as big a thrill as it would be to win. So here I am again. If you don't like this, I'm going to do another one. And if you don't like that one, I'll do another, and so on, until I drive myself crazy. Maybe I'll do a Don and Mike album. I have a 30-second and a 1-minute version of my latest song. I've also included a cheesy multimedia PC version of the song on floppy disk. Next time I'll send you a CD instead of a cassette, but I didn't have the time since you threatened to cancel the contest if nobody entered. Your friend, Peter Ham. All right, here's Pete's entry.
Such a ham.
In the homemade jingle contest. You know, I want you to play that one again, and I want to demonstrate. This guy's got some talent. This guy's got some talent for writing a catchy jingle.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, the one that he did last year, I get in my head, thank you for listening from the heart of my bottom. And this one, the same thing, when he gets into that hook.
Yeah, it's great.
It's catchy. This guy actually has some talent. Well, let's hear that one again. Do you mind if
I know. I know. These are terrific. The good ones, you know, it's the ones that we make fun of that I won't want to listen to again.
Here it is. A second time. Somebody better write this down and remember I like this one, because about 100 entries from now, I'm sure I'm not going to remember it, but today I like it. Peter Ham. That's with two M's.
Is so funny, you see, and the voices of my goal. With Buzz and Sherry and all the rest, they're the gods of radio. 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, with everything you need.
Catchy.
4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, with everything you need to know. It's for you and me, and it's gross and free. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Yeah.
Tight, bright, out of sight.
Good job.
Pretty good.
All right.
Man, we've got some talented listeners.
It's amazing. Yes, I mean, every year we do this contest, it seems to get better, and we've got so many people that send these things in that are really talented folks. It's great.
Here's my only question. We've got all these talented listeners blowing us away. How come they never called during a phone scan?
Because they're busy. They're busy, you know, making jingles.
All right, let's listen to one more before we have to go to break. Broyhill, would you please rack up number 6? This comes from Reno. Dear Don and Mike, sorry for the poor quality, but I did the best I could with the equipment I could gather. Uh-huh. I could do a little better with more time, but my heart is in it. Thank you for the great show. You've changed my life. I'm a big fan. Mike Nehus from Reno. P.S. Vish ass. Okay, here's his entry in the 4th Annual Homemade Jingle Contest.
Once again, the time is coming to me. Gotta make the other radio gods. But Jerry, I'm here to be with all about the things you need to know. Robbie, dial for transvestites. Diana owns a lot of hay. I like Shrimp Trivium. Low budget, 1040. I'm gonna do my favorite dinner. 4 hour club is for me. Kenny Stevens is the boss of Dada Hard.
This one is kind of, at least for us, kind of tough to make out the lyrics.
Yes. The musical ability is there, and he's got a good voice, just a little tough to hear him.
All right, this is why we say we listen to all of it. We may stop it to comment.
Can we hear this one twice?
He's a guy who likes the fish ass. I would like a chocolate pie on my lap.
$1,000,000. As I try to make this out, Charlie Brown teacher, it sounds like the guy has got a lot of stuff about the show. He's talking about chocolate pie and low budget Jeopardy.
And if he had it's just a question of the recording itself, but he's got a great voice.
And he admitted that up front.
And there's there's only 30 more seconds left, so come on, be a nice guy, tough it out.
Absolutely. No, it's a pleasure. It's great.
Where's Tommy? Dennis Murphy is the show, Casanova, Don and Mike, Gator Mall's Day.
Huh? What did you say?
I didn't understand that either.
Don and Mike Murphy is the show's Casanova. Don and Mike get him all his dates.
Oh, and is it roller skate? Okay.
Day after day.
I need another translation there, but
the last one was Better Folks.
That's it exactly.
Anybody, okay. Anybody was it sounded like Monsieur Jacques song above us head.
Now my song is about to end, I think, or something like that.
Wow, that sounds very good.
Do you think
Sherry?
This is because we've been doing this too long with headphones blaring in our ears?
Yes. I don't know.
I've only got one thing left to say. The Right Show.
Yeah.
Is that the end of
perfect.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
All right, tough to understand, but a very nice musical.
If he hurries, he can resubmit, right?
Oh, and please do. Please, Ailsa, please do resubmit that.
He said up front he had a little quality problem with the recording.
Here's Buzz Burbank with the address. Buzzy.
Right. The Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
One more time, please.
That's the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Doing a great job. After our little complaint session last week, the entries are pouring in, and for that we thank you.
Yeah, we thank you, Pedro, the pussy.
Keep them coming in. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
G-Gordon and the Grease Man.
Okay.
WJFK.
Quarter after six, here's Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. Unity for over 26 years. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Reilly.
Yeah. Enough already. Enough. Enough. No more talk of Diet Cherry Coke. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Thank you for listening. In Reno, Sports Radio K-Play, KPLY. Thank you for listening in Lynchburg, Roanoke, Virginia, 105.9 The Line, WLNI, and in Sacramento, California, 50,000 Watt Hot Talk, KHTK. We'll be out that way next week. The whole wacky crew next Thursday. We broadcast live from the El Dorado Hotel and Casino in Reno.
Man, I think that's the nicest hotel in Reno. I really do.
Yeah. And then Friday, a week from this Friday, we broadcast live from America Live in Sacramento, including Strip Trivia. So come on by. We would love to meet you. Say hi in the Big Sack and also in Reno. Hello.
Don and Mike.
It's Tom Gavin, everyone.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Don.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
How you doing?
I am doing my radio show. What are you doing?
I just got done doing my radio show.
You did?
Yep.
Why are you calling, Tom?
To go on the trip to Maine.
You know, to speak at the truck driving school.
He wants
school.
To speak at the truck driving school.
No, I forgot all about that. Is that guy still on hold, Diana? No. Was he legit? The guy from the diesel truck and tractor school? We don't know?
Who knows?
We're not sure, Tom.
Tommy, we don't know if it was legit. How do you spell legit?
Legit.
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 L-E-T.
L-E-T.
J-U. L-T.
Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect. You got it.
Yeah. That was a hard one, too.
Perfect every time.
Lit jolt.
If they call back, we'll announce it, Tom.
All right.
Okay?
Carl told me to call to see if I can go ahead and...
Carl Grossman. Oh.
When will you stop letting Carl Grossman run your life?
I bet Carl Grossman would like to make that trip, too, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's going to go with me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
You know what? Carl Grossman is Waylon and Waylon Flowers, and you're his madam.
Yep.
You know who Waylon Flowers and madam are?
I don't know.
No?
Nah, he doesn't know, but he said yep.
Thank you, Tom.
Parent.
Robot?
Robots here.
Robots here. Okay, bye, Tommy.
When am I going to... Are you going to...
He wants the trip.
Tommy,
I want the trip.
Well, now, I don't know if it's a free trip. If the guy calls back, I'll see what I can do.
Okay. I'll be listening.
I know you will.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Take care now, Tom.
Goodbye. Hello. Is this a guy from Portland? Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, listen here. Your pal Mike there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm right here, sir. You can talk to me, too.
My pal Mike is right here.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's able to take calls on his own without my assistance.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right. Now we got to wait a second, because now I can't call a phone booth because I had to dump that out.
There you go.
See, that's the problem. When Mike starts taking those calls on the air.
That's what happens. We get into all sorts of big trouble.
Yes, we do.
That said, as of this moment, I am forbidden to speak on the telephone any longer.
While we're waiting for the telephones to reset, Buzz, how about that address one more time, please, of the homemade jingle contest?
It's the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Jesus, the show's going great today. One more time, Buzz.
That's the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
You don't want to talk about that at all.
No, right? I can't. No, not yet. No, I'm not.
Well, why? Oh, now don't get mad at me.
Okay. All right.
A matter of pending litigation.
There you go.
It's not a matter of pending litigation, but I won't. Okay, I won't.
There you go. Okay. I haven't talked to you about that, but I will.
Oh, is there something I don't know about that?
Yeah, but I'll tell you off the air. I'd rather tell you off the air.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well,
no problem. It's no problem. It's nothing big.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you off the air. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, tell me now.
No, I'll tell you off the air.
Can we turn the microphones off and you tell me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Buzz?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to turn Sherry's off, too, so you're on your own for a second.
All right. We had to bleep a small portion of the program there because of something that Mike's working on. It's just no big deal, a little secret. Don and Mike are now discussing it, and they should be rejoining us right about now.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
No, everything is fine.
Everything is fine. It's big deal. It's just I forgot.
I forgot.
There's
something we can talk
about. You know, if I told you that when I was supposed to, that this whole thing would have been avoided. And now I've blown my phone privileges and everything.
Okay, on with it. Yep. On with the program.
All right.
We're going to try to... What? Oh, phones are on? Fantastic. Here we go. Let's give away this trip, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Trip anywhere in America. I am opened up to the page that is Lynchburg, Virginia.
All right. Now, we need a winner here.
Okay. And you got to go to this phone booth within 30 seconds of the first ring.
And it's the Dairy Queen again.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Raise your dogs.
On Old Forest Road.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to us on 105.9 in Lynchburg, Roanoke, Virginia, right now go to the Dairy Queen on Old Forest Road. Be the first to pick up the phone and you'll win the round trip airfare anywhere in America.
All right.
And here we go. Oh, there's the first ring.
Good luck.
Gotta be somebody who's fast. You know, I thought for sure we'd have a winner. I don't have a contingency plan if someone does pick up the phone booth in one of these cities. For goodness sakes.
Hello?
Why are you answering this phone?
105 line, free trip.
Yeah! There you go. Man, that was like 10 seconds.
Beautiful.
To be honest, what was it? 18 seconds.
Man, nice job.
Fast. See, it can be done.
All right.
Beautiful. I don't have to have a contingency plan. What's your name?
My name's Ed Dellinger.
And Ed, where are you from?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Ed, my friend, congratulations. You have won round-trip airfare for two anywhere in the continental United States. Your prize is courtesy of 1-800-COLLECT and The Simpsons on Fox. Don't miss the action all season long, Sunday nights at 8 on Fox, and the trip is on United.
No kidding. This is great.
That's a good airline, so enjoy. Where were you? Did you just happen to be right by the Dairy Queen?
I was in the drive-thru line at the McDonald's across the street.
Way to go.
Evidently, the car behind me heard the same advertisement, and I beat him across the street.
Good for you, my friend. Hey, enjoy your free trip anywhere in the continental United States.
Great.
And thank you so much for listening. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Well, that's how easy, that's how fast it was.
Lynchburg. Way to go, Lynchburg.
Trip given away.
All right.
Now that we've done that, I believe we have time just for the 60-second interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good one today. A chance to call Helsinki. Which is, what is that, in Finland?
Finland. Helsinki, Finland.
Here's the story. Some folks take a taxi when they go out to bars, but partygoers in Finland rage while riding on a beer tram that cruises through Helsinki.
Oh, man.
The tram is called the Spartakoff. Spara for tram and cough for beer.
The Spartacus?
The Spartakoff.
Spartakoff.
It's a 1950s-style train, and you drink all the beer you want for $5 while you go around the city.
Oh, and it's imported beer. Well, I guess not when you're over there.
A spokeswoman says the trolley sticks out from the regular yellow streetcars. It's bright red. It has 24 seats, standing room for six. The train runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's all done by a brewery over there. Let's call and see if we can get through.
Oh man,
the beer train,
the Sparikov. I want to go on the Sparikov.
Me too.
$5. Mm-hmm. And the beer over there is better too.
And a good chance to speak the international language of love. What is the language in Finland? Finnish.
I think it's
Dutch.
Dutch, is it Dutch?
Swedish.
Finnish?
Something. What is Finnish? I
just
made that up.
Mama pooch the pies out to coo. Vidi, 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 vidi.
And Buzz, being as you're the only guy I know with any credibility here, what time is it in Finland right now?
I'll look that up for you.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Mike?
If we don't get through to Finland, can I take a few more calls?
Sure you can. Sure you have some more of your fans call in. And not going to be an answer there?
Told you, this show's working out great today.
Sinebrykov, porttivalvomo.
Ah, hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dudesicle, hello. Hey,
hello?
This is Don and Mike. We're calling from America. We're calling about the beer train.
Call morning.
No, I can't call in the morning. We're not here in the morning.
Yes.
Can you tell us about the beer train?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to help you now.
Do you speak English?
A little bit.
Hey, someone get me that Das mag der Theo mit einen Finger.
Can we play a song for you?
Let me see if that works.
There's a song. What is your name?